Hi, good morning. This is Dina with Family First Care.
Yes, hi, Dina. It's Connie.
Oh, hi, Connie. Hi, how are you today?
I'm all right.
Okay, good. I was calling. I wanted to know what was going on with Sonia. Did she ever show up for the meet and greet?
Yes, she did. She came. I left a message. Are you guys not getting my messages, maybe?
It's possible that coordinator was out during the week, so it's possible that not everything was covered, but tell me the message now, and I'll make sure of it.
I messaged, I think it was either Monday, I don't remember. Yeah, I mean, everything was fine as far as I'm concerned. I mean, she seemed a little bit nervous. She's very fidgety about everything, but I think it was her nerves. But I did tell her, you know, I'd be willing to, you know, give her a try if she wants to. And
right.
She said the only thing she was concerned about was the traveling.
Right.
Yeah, that she was, I think, I don't know where she was. She's only in Northampton, but then she said something about Quakertown. But I thought they were separate. I didn't know that was, I don't know. That's the only thing that I think on her. And she saw, and then she said she did have some experience with Bedbound, but when she was watching what the girls were doing, she said she would definitely need somebody with her for a while to do it because she wouldn't feel comfortable alone, which it's a good thing. We have somebody here because a lot of times, you know, you don't have another caregiver that need to be, you know, because that takes away from my care. And I certainly need care too. So I did tell her that I had no issues. She said she was going to call you guys, so I don't know.
Yeah, we didn't hear from her, so I'm going to try her again and make sure that I confirm with her before I request an authorization.
Oh, yeah, no, we won't get any authorizations until I know for sure I have somebody, because then I'm stuck. I won't do that. Do you have anybody else as well? Because we're looking for two overnight, not just one.
So I believe we do. Let me take a look at the notes. Hold on. You had an interview with Mabel, right? Ariana Mabel?
Yeah, no. She didn't. Yeah, I already told you guys. No.
Okay, no.
That she was not a good fit. I told that to so many times I said that. I don't know. Nobody.
Okay, so we'll take her off. We'll call Sonia. We'll make sure that everything's okay with her, and then I'll speak with Sarah or Stafford to see about the other caregiver, the second one.
Yeah, I don't know if the girls are telling you guys one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then telling me another thing, but they are saying they have experience, but they don't. So I don't know why.
So when they apply with us, they write down certain information, but we ask them what experience they have to make sure that they have something. It's possible that they're saying they have more than they do to try to get the job with you. So
that's
not
good to do because mom's life is in their hands and so is mine. So this is not just a job where they're going to come around and think it's, you know, they could just sit around on their phone. We absolutely need the help. We're both in bad shape. So mom is total care in the bed. They have to feed her in the bed. They have to know how to change her and roll her. You know, they don't, she told me she didn't do any of that before. That Mabel. And I was like, oh,
my God.
Right,
and then she gave us the impression that she did, right. Okay.
Yeah,
so that's good to know. I'll ask for someone with extra experience because the patient is bedbound and they require more assistance. So
she doesn't get transferred out of the bed. Like, they say, oh, I assisted somebody going to the bathroom. Well, mom doesn't get up to go to the bathroom. She's in the bed. She's incontinent. You have to change her when she's in the bed. Not get her out of the bed to go to the bathroom. She can't walk.
Right.
So, you know, stuff like that. But anyway, let me know if you come up with anything else.
Okay, I'll keep you posted.
Okay, honey, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.